last day in the office will be December 20th.
Wow. All right, let's get started here.
Creamer came to New York from Ohio. He tells me he was immediately plunged into a special session that featured one of the more famous trades in recent Albany history.
So you've seen a lot. You've seen governors come and go. What's the most controversial period that you lived through?
Probably the Common Core stuff really caught us, you know, in the middle of everything, because you're dealing with education standards, which is kind of the bread and butter of what we stand for. But I recall back when I first arrived here in 1998, the charter school legislation was passed in the middle of the night. A trade-off was done for a legislative raise.
That's right. I'd completely forgotten about that. That was during the Governor Pataki era.
Yeah, Governor Pataki cut a deal with the legislature. Then it was Majority Leader Bruno and Assembly Speaker Silver gave them a raise and in exchange got passage of the charter school law. That happened in a special session at the end of the year, ramrodded through the legislature, and it was my initiation to passing legislation New York style.
Oh, God, that's trial by fire, right? But the Common Core, that was actually going to be the first question you anticipated, my question. Before the Common Core, we had No Child Left Behind, which sort of morphed into having the national standards of the Common Core. And really, it was a shift to emphasis on standardized testing, which was a real rebellion. We had the boycott in the state where up to 20% of students didn't take the tests. So that was really quite a time for the school boards.
Well, it really was. And to some extent still is. There's still residue of that going over. But you're right. This was, you know, all kinds of standardization of public education came through for decades now. And some of it was not that controversial. But when we linked the standards to standardized tests to teacher evaluations, that's when everything blew apart. And our organization was right in the middle of all of that, because we have to oversee and see to it that our educational program meets standards, and we have to see to it that our employees are properly evaluated. And you could imagine school boards were caught in the middle on a lot of that. So that was some tough times to live through. Even today, I think we do have the next generation standards in place that seem to be well received. The APPR, Annual Professional Performance Review, the teacher evaluation system has been pulled away from links to those standardized tests. And so things have obviously calmed down a lot.
Yeah, that's right. Was there too much emphasis, do you think, on standardized tests and having to teach to the tests? I mean, was that really not the right way to go?
Looking back on it, yes. There was a time when I thought that, in fact, was the way to go, that we need to have standards and we need to have a measurable assessment as to whether or not we were meeting those standards. But the more you talk to people about the special needs of children, many of them very unique, many of them that you will never test for, you come to realize that public education is not as, I should say, mechanical as those tests made it sound to be.
Creamer had more to say, including his worries that children beginning public school now and weaned on digital technology might have a hard time adjusting to traditional teaching and learning methods. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.